words come from a book entitled The Seven Principles in Words and Worship. It's about our sixth principle, which is the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. And it's an excerpt from an essay by Minister Sean Parker Dennison. When I began my ministry, I was not so optimistic. In fact, I was fearful of social justice work. I was born in 1965, right between the assassination of Kennedy and King. I remember the Watergate hearings preempting Sesame Street. I came of age during the Me Generation and graduated from high school in the indulgent 1980s. By the time I was aware enough to pay attention, the great social movements of our time were over. Many of the heroes of those movements were dead or disgraced and would become a narcissistic society with an increasing emphasis on self-help and self-actualization. During my internship year, the topic for our district minister's retreat was social justice. As the retreat drew near, I realized I was not looking forward to it. During the social hour, a colleague asked if I was excited about the program as he was. Much to the surprise of both of us, I answered honestly that I was not looking forward to it at all. This led to a long discussion. I recited for him the reasons I was feeling cynical. As I peeled through the layers of my resistance, I found at the core a sadly simple fear. I'm young, I said. Unlike you, I've never seen a social movement succeed. You stopped the war. You marched for civil rights. You've seen the government change policy and people change the culture. To me, those are only stories, and most of those stories end in defeat. I wonder, why bother? To his credit, my colleague was quite patient and listened to all my fears and excuses. Then he looked me right in the eye and said, Sean, we didn't march because we thought we would succeed. We marched because it was the right thing to do. In that moment, all my pathetic excuses crumbled. I knew what he said was true. The people in the streets were not simply idealistic hippies, as I've been taught to believe. They weren't simply foolish optimists. No, they were people driven to the streets by conscience and conviction. They had to march because they knew what was right, and they could not stay silent in the face of war, oppression, and injustice. They were living their principles, and they were living our principles. And I was, and am, called to do the same. May we think about this during a moment of silence. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes us a many one. So may it be.